So I want to talk about what it is to struggle or go through struggles because of the word that has been spoken over you. Okay? You know how sometimes we get a prophetic word or we're in prayer and God speaks to us and some, you know, he gives us some scriptures and it speaks to our heart and we're like, okay, this is God's word for me. And then he confirms it through various things. And so it's like you go through this process and then you know that this is what God is speaking to you. And then all of a sudden everything goes wrong. And then it starts to get better and you're like, okay, now it's coming. Now the word that he gave me is going to happen. And then it starts going bad again. And then it's like, now is the time. And then it goes bad again. And then all of a sudden things start turning around. You're like, this is it. This is that word he was giving me. And then bam, it goes bad again. And sometimes you go through this cycle and it can become very easy to become discouraged. And you start saying, okay, why? Why do I have to keep going through this? Psalms 105, starting with verse 17. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They hurt his feet with fetters, and he was laid in irons. Until the time that his word came to pass, the word of the Lord tested him. I read this scripture, and it just like struck my heart. Until the time that his word, the word that God gave to Joseph, remember he spoke to him through dreams that he was going to, that his brothers were going to bow down to him, that he was going to be this great deliverer. And until the time that that word came to pass, it says that the word of the Lord tested him. I read that and I was like, that's just such a not good verse. Because testing's not fun. But God says, okay, I've given you this. And now I have to test you. My word has to test you until, and that testing is like testing a metal. You have to get it prepared so that it can become that which you've called it to be. And so when God tests us, he says, I have to put you through trials, circumstances, situations, things in your life that you're going to say, why is this happening to me? But I have to do that so that it can produce something in you that is not there currently. When people come, I'll have people come, I know what God's called me to. What's that? He's calling me to be a prophet or an apostle. And I'm like, brother, you have no idea what you just received. And they're excited. You know, they're young teens, early 20s. They're like excited. I'm like thinking, see you in 20 years. I want to talk to you again. Because testing's coming. Guaranteed. It's going to happen because God needs to break up those areas of our heart that are not in line with his word. He needs to put us through circumstances and situations where we begin to second guess who we are, because what he actually starts doing is he exposes the stuff that's in our life that doesn't belong there. The pride and the anger and the frustration and these different things. And he starts exposing them and he lays them bare. And then we have an opportunity to embrace the cross, to embrace the gospel, to embrace the word of God, to allow the Holy Spirit to renew our strength, to cleanse us and to wash us and to revive us and grow in that process. Or we can take a look at that and we can become bitter and we can become angry. And I know people that have done both. And unfortunately, I know more people that have failed than I have that succeeded. It's sad to say. I had my wife and I were talking. We're in our 50s now, and my wife's in her 20s. was that a save? Did I say that? No. Okay. You're looking at me like, no, brother, you blew it on that one. So we were just talking about men and women that we ran with when we were in our 20s. You know, just couples that we knew that were fired up for God. They were hungry. You know, we were all in this together. You know, we were going hard after God. And it's only a couple now that are still going hard after God. Most of them have just settled into the American dream. You know, they're fishing and they're, you know, just living their lives. And, you know, when you ask them, hey, what is God doing? Oh, you know, I just been busy and da, da, da. They just, the fire's gone. And there's a couple that are still running hard, but most of them aren't, because life and trials and testing. And these were men and women of God that had callings on their lives and they knew it. And they ran well for a season, but then they got exhausted and they got tired and they didn't find their way back to the Lord. And it's easy to do. And some of you, I feel, and even those that are going to be listening to this recording, I feel that there's some of you that are struggling because you're like, why am I here? I remember my wife and I, when we were going through some of our struggles and early in ministry and in life together, you know, we weren't doing much, okay, in my eyes. Like, for example, we had a friendship group, all right? Our friendship group was like blowing up. Okay. I was, extremely charismatic. No, serious. You think I'm energetic now. I'm a mellow puppy compared to what I used to be. Okay. So I'm in my mid 20s. I am like, we're having this friendship group. I don't know how to teach. I'm not a natural gifted speaker. So for those of you that like, I can't do that because I will tell you, I've gotten fairly comfortable with my OS meetings because I'm used to them. But if I have to go speak somewhere else, I am nervous. I am like, I will get up. Sometimes I will stutter. I will like speak over myself. My wife can't stand speaking, public speaking. She's speaking tomorrow night. She's phenomenal. My wife's got a phenomenal anointing, but she does not like public speaking, but she just does it. Like she just comes up there and bam, trust the Lord and does it. So. But God will anoint me. When his anointing comes on, all of a sudden my speech becomes fluid and everything becomes clear and I'm able to preach. So God anointed me to preach when I was 23. Yes, I remember when it happened. I'm going to tell you a story when it happened. So there I am. I'm 23 years old. At 21, I'm in the Navy. I get filled with the Holy Spirit and I get a chance to speak to a Bible study. I'm at sea. So there's like 10 guys. So I've been studying, I'm praying, and I got like 20 scriptures. And I got up there and I read all the scriptures and then I sat down. And I sat down like, I'm never ever doing that again, ever, ever. And so Brother Pete, he was like my pastor at sea. He comes up to me and says, well, it was very biblical. Very, very biblical. And I was like, oh, it was awful. I'm never doing it again. So I don't say that. He says, you gotta wait on the Lord. I'm like, no, that's done. Never, ever again. So then I get out of the Navy. I'm going to this church. I meet my wife and I like her, you know, she's cute. And so she invites me to, she's like, cause we're having, there's like a Sunday school class and they're asking questions and I'm answering the questions. And she's like, hey, so she comes up to me. She says, would you teach? I got a little group of people and I would like you to come and teach. Would you do that? So now I am like terrified, right? But I'm not going to let her know that. So I'm looking at her side, you know, so I'm just like, so, are they new believers? If they're babes in Christ, they're not going to know the difference. I'm figuring, you know, and she goes, yeah, most of them just got saved. Yeah, sure. I'll come and speak. I'd love to. And so I walk away from there. I'm like, And inside I'm like thinking, this is it. It's my life is over. I've been exposed. You know, I'm going to get up there. And so I had like a month to prepare and I'm sitting before the Lord and I'm like, what did I do? Last time I did this, it was a disaster. And all I can say is as I was sitting there reading his word and meditating and studying, it's like the word of God opened up in a new way to me. It was like I saw things in a message format. That's the only way I can describe it. It was like I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And he gave me a drawing, and I still remember it. I had this guy drawing up, and I had his head was in a cloud, and I forgot what it represented. So I got done with this thing. I went and taught. It was phenomenal from any standard that I ever knew before that. And she was just like, she was impressed. She's like, wow. You're awesome. I'm thinking that, you know, I didn't even tell her until after we got married. I was like, that was all Jesus, man. I was like scared. So the anointing started coming. And so we have a friendship group. All I know how to do is preach. So I got a preaching anointing, not a teaching. And that's important because I can teach now. That changed years later. So I got a preaching anointing and I would have a friendship group and I didn't know how to teach. If I tried to teach, I would stutter all over myself and just fumble. And so I was like, okay, you know, God would give me a message. And I was like, bam, 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 bam. And we'd be preaching. We get done. All right, let's pray. And you know, we have worship and people would start manifesting demons. And it was crazy. Okay. I mean, it was just like crazy. That was my world. That was like, and I loved it. About 10 years after that, we were getting ready to do a Sunday school class. My wife and I, as a couple for married couples, we got asked to do it and we were like, okay, we never did that before. Let's try it. And I was studying the word of God and all of a sudden everything became line upon line. And I was able to teach after that. Couldn't teach before that. I could preach. But it was like all of a sudden I saw things in a teaching format, line upon line. And I was like, wow. And I told my wife, I could teach now. And I didn't even teach yet. She's like, I'm happy for you, honey. No, I'm like, no, you don't understand. I can teach. She goes, oh, that's good. She wasn't getting it. But anyway, so it was like everything changed. And then I was like, okay, now I can flow in that anointing. I'm saying all that to say this. During that whole time, there was times where we were tested. There was times where we were attacked by people, by the enemy in strange and peculiar ways. And I would always question them, like, why am I under such heavy attack when I'm not doing much? Right? You know, I'm doing this little friendship group and I'm like, it's like, you know, all of hell is breaking loose against me. I'm like, this is crazy. Why is this happening? And then my wife and I, sometimes we were just sitting there, you know, just talking to people, and all of a sudden we would get attacked by somebody. And it was like, you know, accusations and things like that. And I'm like, what is this? Makes no sense. And about midway through this whole process, the Lord started dealing with me. He says, I'm preparing you. And I'm like, well, could you be on with it? You know, it's like, this is taking a long time. And through that, I learned to love. I learned to love people. I learned to pray for people. I learned to love them when they were not very loving. I learned to find my hope in the Word. I learned to find answers in the Word. I learned to love truth. I learned to not respond in anger most of the time. I'm still learning. You know, and there was a process that I went through and that my wife was going through to prepare us for what we're doing now. And the things that God showed me when I was 13, He brought to pass at the beginning of them when I turned 47. It was a long wait. The word of the God had to test me during that time until the word came to pass. And it's starting to, things that He showed me many, many years ago are just starting to happen now. It's been a long wait, but I can say this, it's been worth it. Because I can see now, I can look back and I can say, man, if you would have gave this to me then, I would have been a disaster. I really would have. And God says, no, I prepared you for this because I love you. And some of you are going through very trying times because God loves you and He's allowing you to go through it. And He wants you to learn to love others in the midst of it. All right. Ruah. So be blessed with that word.